Millions of people around the world live in poverty and oppression, and yet many in the Western world have enjoyed wonderful prosperity, freedom, and opportunity. Do we recognize who gave us these blessings? Are we living up to our moral responsibilities to maintain those blessings and freedoms? Or will we nationally pay the penalty for our sins and lose our liberties and freedoms? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, will we lose our liberties? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. We in the Western world have been abundantly blessed with prosperity and freedom. On this July 4th weekend, United States citizens celebrate their independence. They generally rejoice in their freedom and liberty, as do most people in the Western world throughout the year. Many take pride in singing their national anthems and seeing their flags fly in the breeze. The United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are joined by a common language and various alliances. Americans sing the U.S. national anthem in the words, "O say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave," or "the land of the free and the home of the brave." Most of us are very thankful for our national freedoms, but do we truly recognize the ultimate source of those freedoms? Are we in danger of losing those freedoms? On today's program, we'll be discussing our national blessings and our responsibility to preserve them. And we'll be offering you a free, exciting booklet that reveals the future of our Western nations. It's titled, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Be sure to write down the address and phone number to order your free copy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Now in the 21st century, the United States has the largest economy in terms of gross domestic product. In 2002, the United States GDP was $10.5 trillion, far ahead of the number two nation, China, with $6 trillion. Per person, the gap is even greater. China's GDP comes to $4,700 per person for a population of 1.3 billion. The U.S. GDP comes to $36,300 per person for a population of 290 million. Even in difficult economic times, the United States economic prosperity draws immigrants from across the globe. The U.S. Census Bureau reported that in 2002, 1.1 million non-citizens were granted legal permanent resident status. The Bureau also reports that of the 290 million residents of the United States, 56 million are either foreign-born or the children of immigrants. Quote, the number of people in 2000 who were either foreign-born themselves or who had at least one foreign-born parent grew from 34 million in 1970, primarily because of the tripling of the foreign-born population over the same 30-year period. The foreign-born population alone was estimated at 28 million, or 1 in 10 U.S. residents, in 2000, end of quote. People from all over the world are attracted to our national blessings. But where did those blessings come from? Was it human ingenuity, human nature, and human strength that brought about our prosperity and freedom? President Abraham Lincoln publicly recognized the source of our blessings. On October 3, 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed November 28th as a national day of thanksgiving. He stated, quote, the year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God, end of quote. Yes, Abraham Lincoln said concerning our prosperity that we are prone to forget the source from which they come. He continued with his eloquent proclamation, quote, "The country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God." President Lincoln recognized that our national freedom is a gracious gift from the Most High God. How many of our leaders and citizens in the 21st century believe with the same depth of conviction and awareness that the Creator God gave us these freedoms? My friends, we need to turn from the moral decline that is attacking the very foundation upon which our nation is built. We increasingly reject any reference of God in the Ten Commandments in our public institutions. Whether we realize it or not, we are nationally endangering the preservation of our liberties. Many of the U.S. founding fathers recognized the true source of our freedoms. Thomas Jefferson, who became the third president of the United States, once wrote, quote, "God who gave us life gave us liberty," end of quote. Thomas Jefferson and many other early U.S. citizens deeply recognize that it is God who gives us life, that it is God who gives us liberty. Will we foolishly reject the very source of our national freedoms? Will we continue to reject Almighty God under the guise of separation of church and state? Listen to Thomas Jefferson's warning, quote, "Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that His justice cannot sleep forever," end of quote. Are we increasingly convicted that these liberties are the gift of God? Or are we heading in the very opposite direction? The history of the world should teach us that God is in charge of nations. Bible prophecy reveals that He will soon judge all nations, as we saw in our recent telecast on the Day of the Lord. Thomas Jefferson recognized that God's justice cannot sleep forever. We need to repent nationally and individually. As Roderick Meredith wrote in a Tomorrow's World editorial, quote, "America and Canada will not continue to exist as we have known them unless there is a genuine reformation, a national repentance, and a return to the way of God. But each of us individually may be blessed and protected during the traumatic times ahead if we are willing to fight, to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." End of quote. Yes, that faith was delivered to the saints and is preserved in the Bible. My friends, God in heaven is the true source of blessings, nationally and individually. Do you thank Him for all the benefits we so often take for granted? If you have your Bible, turn to the book of James. Notice what the Apostle James wrote concerning God's gifts to us. James 1 and verse 17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Whatever you enjoy in life that is genuinely good comes from God, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Abraham Lincoln reminded the American people to nationally recognize that fact. However, the Western world has a reputation for materialism. Consumer spending drives the economy. God wants us to enjoy those things that encourage spiritual and moral growth, but He does not want us to place the highest value on material goods. The Apostle Paul warns us against more carnal characteristics in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 2. "For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away." God warns us against trusting in our prosperity and possessions. Deuteronomy 8, verse 17. "If we say, my power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth," God responds in verse 18, You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you your power to get wealth. He warns us in verse 19, Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. This is a very sobering warning about the future of any country that forgets that God is the source of our blessings. And we all should be deeply concerned as our national character becomes more and more blemished with immorality. Tomorrow's world will continue to warn our Western nations of the need to reform and to repent. The Bible plainly reveals the fate of nations that reject God's blessings and His laws of liberty. What will happen to our Western nations? What does Bible prophecy reveal? To help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you this free informative booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. One of the greatest principles to understanding prophecy is to know where in the Bible such nations as the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand are mentioned. Our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, gives you that vital information. This booklet will give you the historic and biblical proof of the prophecies relating to these countries. You need to know the future of the United States, Great Britain, and our Western nations. Major prophetic events are outlined in this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson acknowledged that our prosperity and freedoms come from Almighty God. And just as important, that our prosperity and freedoms are preserved by Almighty God. We must acknowledge Him as the source of our blessings. What should we be thankful for? We're thankful for our freedom to worship, our freedom to seek opportunities for fulfilling our human potential, for family, friends, a job, for sunshine and fresh air, for food and drink. We're also thankful for the promised future, that the world won't end in a nuclear holocaust, because Jesus Christ will return just in time to prevent it, for the elect's sake, as He says in Matthew 24, verse 22. We're thankful for God's great promises. Read 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4. We're thankful for the true gospel, the same gospel Jesus preached about the coming kingdom of God on earth, when all nations will learn the way to peace. We're also thankful for the beautiful and productive land God has given us. If you have a Bible, turn to Deuteronomy 8, verse 7. Listen to this description and compare it to your own national and regional blessings. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. Perhaps your own personal travels have given you an opportunity to appreciate the mountains, plains, forests, rivers, lakes, and oceans. Our national heritage includes fertile agricultural soil and rich mineral deposits for industrial development. But do we now recognize and honor the source of those blessings? Consider God's warning, Deuteronomy 8 and verse 10. When you have eaten and are full, Then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. The great American statesman, Daniel Webster, understood that principle. He also gave this warning about our national future. Quote, "If there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." End of quote. Will we neglect the Bible's instruction and authority? Or will we nationally and individually learn the lessons of history? When a nation humbles itself, God will intervene and bless that nation. The Bible records the repentance of historic Nineveh. God sent the prophet Jonah to warn this great city. Amazingly, the king and his people listened to that warning and took action. Notice this in the book of Jonah, Jonah 3 and verse 5. "So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them." And what was the result? Verse 10. "Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it." God preserved Nineveh when it humbled itself. God preserved the United States when Abraham Lincoln led the nation in a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. Will our Western nations humble themselves today? Our very freedoms are at stake. Let's understand, God has guided the development of our Western nations throughout history. You can read that fascinating story in our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Be sure to request your free copy. Now, let's briefly consider the development of the North American continent. There were the pioneering settlements by the British in Jamestown, Virginia, in 1607. The Dutch established what is now Albany, New York, around 1614. The Pilgrims arrived in Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1620. And after a severe and disastrous winter, they gave thanks to God for their harvest in 1621. Historians refer to this as the First Thanksgiving. In exactly 70 years, from 1783 to 1853, after the 13 colonies became the United States of America, the U.S. acquired all the land to complete its continental territory from sea to shining sea. The greatest land expansion took place in 1803. Under President Thomas Jefferson, France sold the Louisiana Territory to the United States for only $15 million, or only 5 cents per acre. Napoleon reportedly remarked, "This accession of territory affirms forever the power of the United States." The United States continued to develop economically and militarily over the years. Whatever its faults, it was also recognized around the world as a bastion of freedom and liberty. After the conclusion of World War II, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, speaking at Westminster College in Fulton, Mississippi, reminded his audience of the legacy of freedom and liberty bestowed on the United States. Quote, "We must never cease to proclaim in fearless tones the great principles of freedom and the rights of man, which are the joint inheritance of the English-speaking world, and which through Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the habeas corpus, trial by jury, and the English common law find their most famous expression in the American Declaration of Independence." End of quote. What really is the source of these national blessings? Is there a biblical and historic reason for them? Yes, there is. The answer begins with the story of the patriarch Abraham. God made a covenant with Abraham, and it was because of Abraham's faith we are blessed. God tested Abraham and told him to sacrifice his son Isaac. Abraham in faith obeyed, and God preserved Isaac's life. What did God say to Abraham as a result? Genesis 22, verses 16 through 18. God said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Abraham's descendants were to control the gates of their enemies. In the 20th century, America and Britain actually controlled most of the world's sea gates. However, because of our national sins, God has begun to take that control away. Douglas Whannell wrote about that trend in his Tomorrow's World magazine article, Sea Gates in Peril. Dr. Whannell stated, quote, "The loss of sea gates around the world is a warning sign that God's judgment is about to begin, and that we should be watching carefully as these significant events unfold," end of quote. The birthright promises, which included wealth, abundance, military power, and international dominance, were to be fulfilled in the descendants of Joseph. It may be surprising to many of you, but those divine blessings have been fulfilled in America and Britain. You can trace the history of Joseph's descendants in our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Bible prophecy is history written in advance. Can you really know the future of the United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and other Western nations? Yes, you can. This amazing free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, will show you the biblical origins of the United States and Britain. You'll see from the Bible and history why God has blessed much of the Western world with prosperity and why He will take it away. This information is vital, and it will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Many years ago, in 1975, a television reporter asked me my appraisal of American morality. I answered even then that morality and godly character among Americans had declined because biblical values were declining. When the nation reads the Bible and practices its precepts, it will prosper. But great neglect of the Bible and its teaching will continue to produce moral decline and eventually national destruction. Nationally and individually, we need to turn to God. We need to follow His instructions. And we need to thank God for our liberties and blessings. The Apostle Paul exhorts us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. As Jesus said, to whom much is given, from him much will be required." That's in Luke 12, verse 48. We have a responsibility to Almighty God. During the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln spoke about our neglectful and ungrateful attitude. In his March 30, 1863 proclamation, appointing a national fast day, Lincoln gave this warning. It certainly applies to our current day lifestyle and attitudes. Quote, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God." End of quote. My friends, we all need to acknowledge God as the author of our national freedoms. Listen to the words of the patriotic song, America. "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. This patriotic song is sung to the melody of the British National Anthem. Notice the words of the last stanza. Our Father's God, to Thee, Author of Liberty, to Thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by Thy might, great God, our King. Our great God and King gives us liberty and prosperity as long as we obey His instructions, including the Ten Commandments. Today, many in the Western nations are rejecting God, the Bible, and the Ten Commandments. But you personally can decide to obey God's instructions. God gives us two chapters in the Bible that outline blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. They are Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. If we continually reject God's instructions, His commandments and way of life, we will face His judgments. Leviticus 26, verse 16, warns us that God will even appoint terror over you. And in verse 19, He states, I will break the pride of your power. Is that happening now as anti-Americanism increases around the world? Will we lose our freedoms? The answer is yes, we will, unless we repent nationally and individually. We will continue our moral decline into devastation and destruction. Then God Almighty, who judges the conduct and character of nations, will bring upon us a great tribulation. But you can escape that judgment if you are watching and praying as Jesus instructed in Luke 21:36. There are troubling times ahead, but we can look forward to God's coming kingdom. At that time, we can also look forward to freedom for all nations under the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In the future, we'll rejoice in the Jubilee year, that proclamation given in Leviticus 25 and in verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. In the meantime, let's understand that regardless of our national future, you individually can be free. As Jesus said to His disciples in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. May God help you to seek His truth in the Bible and to live by it. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwin, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meanings. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.